Like, I'm no longer trying to, like, compete as hard because I deluded myself into believing that, like, life is going to work out for me how it's meant to work out for me. And it's really brought me a sense of peace because I'm no longer stressing over things that I can't control. Everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Progogi Pod. It is Hannah here, your host, and today is a little solo episode just because I wanted to sit down and chit chat with you all. Today was going to be a little travel episode, but you know what I realized? I realized that it's not very fun talking about travel, but it's more fun watching people travel, like travel vlogs. And so I'm hoping to edit a YouTube video and upload it, but I'll keep you guys posted on that. Yeah, I think today I wanted to talk a little bit about some like mindset changes that I've been trying to incorporate. So I'm trying to adopt an abundance mindset. And right, this is one of those like delulu, like very woo-woo words that people threw out where they're like, abundance, practice abundance. And right, when I think abundance, I'm like, okay, like, yeah, I'll practice abundance mindset. Like, yeah, like what's out there for me is meant for me. But like truly, I think one of the ways that this abundance mindset has impacted my life is like, I think it's making me a happier person. When it comes to the inner workings of our brain, a lot of it is subconscious. And for me too, I've realized that like, I think so many things subconsciously that it has made me kind of not self-aware. Trying to give you guys a more like concrete example of this, I think it's been really easy to like look at other people's successes and be like, oh, I'm not good enough. Let's say like acquaintances. They're doing better than me in terms of career. I oftentimes catch myself like tearing them down in my head. I will never tear someone down like to their face. I'm just like I'm not like that. I'm not a mean person. But in my head, I'm going, okay, I hope they fail, right? Like preying on other people's failures, which in catching that, I think I was like so like disappointed in myself. Because I've started to realize that just because other people fail doesn't mean that you're gonna succeed. And I think like in general, when you like put out negative energy, like it's the whole karma thing. It's the whole dharma thing. Like when you put out negative energy, that's what you're going to get back. And so, you know, realizing that like I was like tearing people down, like almost subconsciously, was like such a wake up call of like, oh, why am I wishing bad on this person? And even like when it comes to like looks, right? When I see other people like looking good, I'm like, oh, they look more fit, like, oh, like she lost weight, like, oh, her skin is really clear. I think I would like secretly wish that like their skin wasn't as clear, or I think this sounds crazy, but it would be like, oh, I hope that this person doesn't like Pilates and like stops on their like fitness journey. Like that is what? And so, right, when I get into those negative mindsets of like, oh yeah, I hope she doesn't do well. I think I like have gotten into a good habit of trying to knock myself out of it and be like, no, abundance. Just because this person is doing well doesn't mean that I can't do well. And so I start to think that like there's no longer like limited spots of like beauty. Like there's no longer like limited spots of like fitness. Like there's no longer limited spots of like they're doing well in their career. Like everyone can do well. And so I need to maybe like take on a more positive mindset and it'll come. Like, I think I've honestly become a little DeLulu in that way. And I don't know if you guys can tell, but like, I really just have started to try to take on this delusional mindset. And I think it's made me a happier person. Like, I'm delusionally like, oh, everything is going to work out. I'm literally telling myself like, what's meant for me will happen and what's not will pass me by. Like, if this person gets into a relationship with like somebody I had a crush on, I'm like, that person like wasn't meant for me. And like, right, I think when it comes to an abundance mindset as well, like, it's the opposite of a scarcity mindset, right? Of thinking, oh, all the good ones are taken, all the good guys are taken. Like, I'm no longer trying to like compete as hard, because I think I've deluded myself into believing that like life is going to work out for me how it's meant to work out for me. And it's really brought me a sense of peace, because I'm no longer stressing over things that I can't control, right? I think a lot of times I used to act strictly out of a flight or fight response, right? Like, I was only thinking about, okay, how do I reduce my anxiety? Okay, how do I like feel less nervous? Or like, how do I just like calm myself down? And so a lot of like my actions would be because I felt like a lack of control. And I think since letting go and letting God, or honestly, like the universe, God, whatever like you guys choose to believe in, I think just telling yourself that like life is going to work out how it's meant to work out just will bring like ease. I think like when we are holding on like so tight to something, like trying to stay in a relationship that you almost like know internally isn't right for you, it's like trying to control this path when it would be like so much less friction if you were to just like accept things for how they work out. Yeah, like, I mean, all these keywords of like, you know, taking on an abundance mindset, like no longer a scarcity mindset, and like not trying to like fight for control all the time, I think has just really helped me and like put my heart at ease. And you know, I think I like learned all this from my dad. I think, you know, at this point you guys know that my dad is a very opinionated and impactful person in my life. Like, he is one of the most outspoken people I've ever met, and I think one of the most redeeming qualities about him is that like when he like finds out good news, when he finds something that like helps him, he will share it to no end, right? Like, like when you find something that like changed your life, you want to share that, right, with your loved ones. And so abundance is one of those things that he has been sharing endlessly. And right, like, I'm a teen daughter, okay, no, I'm a mid-20 daughter of his, but at times I'm like so annoyed because I'm like, I get it, we have to adopt our abundance mindset. Like, don't worry, I'm incorporating abundance into my life. Like, oh my God. Like, literally, he will talk about it 11 times a day. But I think that just, like, goes to show you that, like, when you believe that there are enough spots, when you believe that, like, everything will work out, it will, like, make it so that the universe works in your favor. Like, it's all working based upon the decisions that you make and based upon the mindset that you incorporate. And so I think it's like been a really beautiful thing because, right, yeah, I got annoyed at my dad, but I will say I have firsthand seen just how impactful it's been in his life. And then slowly, as I, you know, in those moments of like jealousy, of bitterness even, I remind myself, no, there's room for me. We can all succeed. I think it's made me a much like happier person. And like, don't get me wrong, I am flawed, right? Like, I may not be very self-aware of my flaws, but I know I'm flawed here and there. And so when I catch myself in those moments of like jealousy, of like tearing people down, this has been like such a great reminder. And I see like it slowly like transform me. I think it's been making me a prettier person inside and out. And I hope you guys can like see that as well, that I'm approaching life with a softer heart, that hopefully, you know, along this journey, I become more tolerant of people's shortcomings. I become more tolerant of my own, especially because, you know, I think maybe the next solo episode I'll talk about perfectionism a little bit, but you know, I've just started to realize that like perfectionism has ruined my life. And so yeah, maybe we'll dip into that a little bit more that episode. And so yeah, just thank you guys for continually supporting this podcast, for supporting me, and just like being a Kogi. I like genuinely love everyone in this community, and I hope that we'll continue to grow as people together, that we'll kind of like uncover who we are and step into that and accept that, and that we'll like see this podcast grow together. And so if you liked this episode, if you liked any of the past episodes that you guys have listened to, please share it with your friends, as like that's how we grow. And, you know, if you are ever so inclined, please leave us a review on both Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And you guys can find all of our socials in the show notes below. But yeah, just thank you. Thank you guys so much for letting me talk and ramble. And yeah. Bye. Love you guys. Maybe this will be the new thing. I want other people to complete the heart. No, but I am a whole heart by myself.